What's up? What's up, Worm Nation? I got to say it this time. You always say that, and you, I don't.
Yeah,
I
it's I, fun, I got to say it. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it is kind of fun. I was dogging on it the first few times you said it because it is pretty stupid, but it's fun to say. I will admit it's fun. Welcome to the damn show. We're doing another episode here. We got the homies as usual. It's me and Robin. Keelan's in the studio with us. Producer Keelan as well. Hanging out, we'll just bring him right in. We're saying what's up to our friend Matt as well. What's up, Matt? How's it going?
How's it going, guys?
Good. Appreciate you coming on, chatting about some tunes, and we will absolutely be doing that. How you boys feeling? How's everybody doing tonight? We were chatting a little bit before the show.
I'm doing good. I'm super happy to be here. I think this podcast is really cool. Sick theme song, by the way. I was rocking out to that when you guys were playing that.
Yeah. I will admit, one of my favorite parts of doing the show, because we don't post, like, the... Sometimes we will do video cameras and stuff on the calls. We don't post that, but I really love seeing the reactions to the theme song because I love it so much. We're so lucky to have such a banger song.
Did you guys all write and record that yourselves?
Oh God, I wish. That was courtesy of Caleb from Hey I Love You. Put that together for us.
Oh, and right on,
banger ass band,
dude. Okay, so we almost played with Hey I Love You.
What a fantastic group of peeps,
dude. Yeah, they were. I don't know if that tour ever happened or if it got cut short or something, but. They were on tour with Worst Party Ever, or were supposed to be.
Oh my God.
And we actually had a local spot on that, and I don't think they ever actually went out, and it was a bummer, but I like Hey I Love You. I love their shit. And I DM'd them telling them that, and I'm pretty sure we got a response. Because I'm pretty sure we're mutuals, but
yeah, Caleb rocks. Caleb is one of the sweetest people on the planet. Honestly, I'm sure we've said this on the podcast before, but we reached out to them to do a theme, and 30 minutes, I think it took to just throw that together and send it back to us. Like, the amount of talent that you got to have to just whip that out in 30 minutes from nothing, insane. I cannot even imagine.
Straight up.
I can't do it.
Straight up, yeah. That track, Pretty Boy, that's a bop. That one's my personal favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like Projection Joined the Battle. I've been listening to that one a lot. That one seems to keep making its way into my playlist.
Okay, hell yeah. That's tight.
We have a friend group playlist that we do every, season or so, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Like, a few of them a year. And you do one of those, big Spotify collaborative playlists, and we, send them into the friend group. And I feel like I'm always ruining it with bullshit. I
am that guy, too.
Oh, my God.
I am totally that guy. I have done it before. I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, my God.
The bass player of our band had a collaborative playlist with his homie. And it was, a homie in the Bud group. His name is Cameron. But I guess it was, just a Gabe and a Cameron thing. And I just didn't know. You know, and I just hopped in there and was like, yo, let me throw some tracks on the on the playlist. And I remember they kind of had to sit me down and be like, hey, bud, we like you, but this was our playlist. And I was like, my bad.
That's so funny. They had to break up with you from the playlist. That's
basically
such a bummer.
Yeah. No. And I was just like, I apologize. I was like, yo, I'm so sorry. I just noticed that I had the option to add songs. So I just did. I don't know.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think there's something to explore there. I have not done some digging into this, but this happens on my girlfriend's Spotify all the time. There seems to be bots or whatever that will, scour public profiles to find open, collaborative playlists to add songs to. Because sometimes some of the old playlists that she has been in and, has had liked will have random songs added by, people we don't know, names we've never seen, that are all labeled with Songbot or whatever. So there's something going on within the Spotify collaborative play. I don't know what the grift is there, but there is something going on there. Maybe we'll do some journalism on that one day and figure out what's going on there.
Spotify is weird like that, and the whole Spotify playlist thing is kind of strange. Have you guys ever been on the Spotify playlist exchange? Have you guys heard of that?
No, not at all.
So I thought I was genius for finding this years ago. This was back in maybe 2019. And it's basically just a spot where, it's just designed for people to post their playlist and you know, get some traction, find some followers and stuff like that. And you can drop comments. So if you find a playlist that your band would work well on, just comment, you just drop a link to your song or your EP or whatever it is. And I went crazy on it. And anything that was I don't know, either pop punk or like I guess at the time it was fourth wave emo or fifth wave emo. I'm not sure. It was 2019, but
there's so many waves now. I don't understand it.
Anyways, anything that was like remotely us, I commented our song and we ended up on like hip hop playlists. And it like fucked it fucked our algorithm pretty hard, and like we got a lot of streams from hip hop playlists, and like Spotify was like, "Who are you? What?" And then it was so I don't know. Spotify's kind of annoying sometimes like that with like their bots and shit.
Yeah, it can be really annoying. And we've had people on before that talk about how big of a thing it is like just getting in the playlist exposure wise on Spotify, and like trying to land yourself on a big playlist is the best way to like not have your algorithm suck and like have, you know, be in the right area of Spotify. I just cannot imagine. We're lucky enough that our extent of our involvement with Spotify is like, I click the button that says, do you want to post this on Spotify? And the answer is yes, I do. Like throw that on there as well.
Yeah.
We don't get money from Spotify. Like we're not, there's no Spotify for artists for podcasts. As far as I know, if there is one, we don't have it.
There is. And we do. I set it up during I think Bandrewary.
I can't believe you let me say all that before you stop.
Bro, you have no idea what you're talking about, bro.
Oh, God.
I did a lot of work, okay? I'm taking a back seat. I'm
a lot of the
work. I'm cruising through the rest of 2022.
Through the rest of 2022? It's March, motherfucker. What do you mean? We have things going on. Oh, my God. Hey,
speaking of things going on.
Oh, my God, you beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
Yep. Speaking of things going on, first of all, important to say, Matt is in a band called Troubled Minds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We have not mentioned the name yet, of course. You saw it in the title.
Yeah.
You know, come on. We tweeted. We tagged them. We did the whole thing.
See Minds in the house.
God damn it. You said to have the theme song ready, and here I am just zoning out at the screen.
I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see...
Hey, welcome to Money Moves. We're gonna run down... Moves. Yep, we're running down some of the cool shit that our friend Matt has been up to lately. And again, I've said this before, I'll say it again, very loose terms on lately. This is pretty much just a history of the band. So
you guys
here we go.
I'm interested to hear, before we get too much into it, like what the makeup of the band is, because obviously we're hanging out with you, but the band itself is Troubled Minds. What is the is it your project? Is it a group project? What's the current roster, I guess?
So, the history of this band is interesting. I've been making music under the name Troubled Mind since 2013. It was the summer of 2013 when we dropped, I was calling it a 2-song EP at the time. But, we put out 2 songs. Chronophobia and Pride were the names of the songs. I still really like those 2 songs. But, anyways, the lineup is completely different now. I mean, since then, it's like literally a totally different lineup. Gabe is the longest standing member currently, and he joined the band in 2016. So it's just always kind of been my band, and I've had some pretty cool people, you know, come through the band. Like all the original members are like married now, and like they don't have kids, but like they're all like moved on in a way.
Yeah, they're doing adult things.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was 19 when I started the band, and I'm 27 now. So,
right.
I was the youngest one in the band at first, and then everybody else was like in their like early to like mid 20s, I think. And then you know everybody moved on. But the lineup right now is sick. Okay, so it's Gabe Adair on bass. Super sick bass player. He had a band called Adult Feelings for a while, and they were in like the, I guess because it was in the past, part of like the fourth wave emo kind of thing. And then we have John on guitar, and then actually right now the drummer position is a little loose. My roommate fills in. Actually, I have 2 roommate drummers, and they both fill in. So Paul and Christian on drums, we'll say, and then I'm trying out another guy in a couple weeks. So I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of like the lineup, I guess, and some of the history.
Cool, cool. Okay, cool. Makes sense. Yeah, Robin, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure I knew that before we started talking about the... I'm sorry. I talked to you as soon as you're taking a big puff. Sorry.
Terrible timing on your part. Sorry. I was hoping you were just going to carry the rest of it.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure we had that down because of, like, you know, like I said, we're running down the history of the band here, and you guys have been active for a minute. Like, you know, I think often on this show we'll have bands on who are like dropping their first or second singles, or maybe even like just an EP, thinking about doing an album in the future. So it is cool to like actually talk to a band that has some history and has been doing it for a while. You mentioned the first stuff coming out in 2013. That's a little bit earlier than I found, but the album of 2015 was the first stuff on streaming, Something Worth Saving.
Yeah.
That one rocks. Obviously, kind of a cool introduction to the band and everything. You did the EP in 2019, A Call to Wear Anywhere at All. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Sweet. Perfect. And then two singles in 2020 you did? Were those just like, was that a quarantine lockdown kind of situation?
Nope, right before then. I think we were releasing the Burn, which was the second single during that time. And we were just like trying to do singles. And we were thinking like, let's just do singles until we have enough traction for a release. And I don't know, my philosophies were very different back then. Like, obviously we have... we have a lot of songs that we're sitting on now, and that was just because there weren't shows for a long time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we kind of went backwards in a way. Like, our first release was the longest, and then middle release is like an EP, and then
right,
we started doing singles. It was kind of backwards in a way. But I don't know. We just do whatever we want, I guess.
Yeah, I actually think it's kind of cool that you went backwards, because we were listening to the new single, which is out as of the time that anybody is listening to this. Came out last Friday.
Cool.
But the new single seems very like honed. Like you like crafted something that's, I think, really cool.
Thank you.
It's neat to see like kind of working backwards and honing that sound, and then really like pushing it forward with some songs this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you guys? So we're talking about Like I Used to Be, the newest single.
Yeah. The new single is Like I Used to Be. That'll be out by the time this post.
Cool. Yeah.
So yep.
Let's see. I'm really proud of that song. I guess I did hone in on, because I've always recorded my songs too. And I've in the past like eight years, I've been recording like a lot of local bands in like the Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing like being like a recording producer guy, and mm-hmm. also you know, being like Matt from Troubled Minds at the same time,
right,
which has made it very difficult to like do Troubled Minds, I've noticed, like, because I get so caught up in like mixing an EP. And I don't do you guys do like mixing at all, or have you, not professionally, but just like...
No, I wish. I am too stupid for all of that.
But like, once you get sucked into it, you know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Oh, I wish.
I do so many revisions, and like I spent tons of hours on so many other bands, and I'm kind of like, after recording Like I Used to Be, I feel like I hit like this benchmark where I listen back to it and I go, that's sick.
Yeah,
and I don't say anything else. Usually when I...
No notes.
Yeah, there's no notes. Like, I can critique myself all day. And anybody that knows me will know that I do that. Like, I critique myself a lot. And with that song, I'm just kind of like, tight. I think I made myself happy for the first time in like my entire life, which is a great feeling. And if any like artist of any kind is listening to this right now, and you're just like never completely satisfied with your art, keep going. Just keep going. That's like my biggest recommendation, because like, you will hit a point where you're like, damn, low key, that was kind of cool. You know what I mean? And so this song, and you know, like all the songs that we've recorded in the past 2 years have pretty much been like within that benchmark. I think the song that we're putting out, or that we just put out, Like I Used to Be, that's totally hitting it. But did you guys listen to like the rest of the album, like, because I'm pretty sure I sent you like an EPK link. I don't know if you guys checked that out.
Oh no,
was that,
oh my
was
god,
that what an EPK is?
I don't know,
I didn't
what an
know
EPK
to click
is,
on
God.
I thought it was just a single. I didn't know to click on the EPK. Oh fuck, you're telling me I can hear the whole of it right now? I was gonna ask you what more is to come. I mean, you mentioned it, you made obviously reference there's more coming, and you said it in the email, but what's on the docket, you know, in the future months for Troubled Minds?
Like, there's no hard plans. I don't have any hard plans, but I've got a lot of songs. I'll say that. I've got a lot of songs on my computer, and they're on your computer right now. Just check your email, I guess.
That's right.
I think it's all in all of your computers now. But, yeah, I don't know. Lots of cool stuff. A lot of the other songs that we have on the album right now, they're like – I mean, we've been playing them at our live shows, and people have been coming up to me and saying, like, whoa, you guys kind of sound like a mixture of Balance and Composure and the Wonder Years. And yeah. That's like two opposite spectrums of pop punk, but we like figured out how to like bring them together. So it's kind of like
meet in the middle with that.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I pitched the record to. Well, actually, no, I just pitched the like I used to be to. Do you guys know Kelsey Herzog? She has like a TikTok and she reviews bands. She has great taste in music. But she dug it, and what did she say? She said that it was, like, very nostalgic.
Hell yeah.
Very nostalgic to, like, I think, the, like, the 2010, or, like, early 2010 era pop punk scene. But, like, mixed in with, like, a little bit of, I don't know, like, Midwest emo noodly was the word she used. Guitar riffage. That, like...
That's so good.
Yeah. I mean, remember when people were calling that twinkly? Am I crazy?
Used to be called twinkly, for sure.
For sure, yeah, that happened. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever that is.
That's a Mandela effect.
Is that Mandela? I dig noodly. No, it's not. I remember, dog.
I absolutely remember that.
No, yeah, I was on Tumblr in, like, 2013, 14. I remember that.
That's so good.
If you're not, that's okay. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
I was on Tumblr for probably, like, 3 to 4 months. I, like, didn't really use it, like, as any primary social media ever, but like I had a girlfriend at the time who did, so she convinced me to make a blog. I forget what you even call them. I had a blog, and I made it's so embarrassing in hindsight, but I made gifs of pop punk bands and I'd post them on Tumblr.
No, that was that was cool, dude. I remember when that was
sick. Ton of notes. I got super popular, and then I stopped using the website after 4 months. I was like, all right, I did it. That's enough.
Yeah. I probably reblogged some of those. We were all
That's
there.
That's so good. Yeah, absolutely. I'm like taking the aesthetic shots from the Real Friends music videos and turning them into GIFs.
Nice.
Turning them black and white.
Dude, if you could do that back in those days, you were sick. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was a Photoshop nerd back in the day, so I was big in the pop punk scene. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, speaking of the pop punk scene, I mean, we made mention of the single that's going to be coming out by the time this this episode releases, but coming out of, you know, the day of the show that you guys are doing, obviously, playing some support on the big Heart Attack Man tour that's coming through town. Yeah. That's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, it is really exciting. Let's see. Yeah, I could talk about that show. So this is actually our second time opening for Heart Attack Man, and
oh, no shit.
Yeah, actually, I have, like, kind of a weird story I guess I could share. It's kind of a cool story. I was going to, like, just cold DM Eric and just be like, hey, man, I really like what your band's doing. I think this was back when, like, Millennial was their biggest song. And I was like, really like what you're doing. Really sick. If you ever need, like, a local band to open for you in Arizona, you know, feel free to hit us up. You know, here's a song. I probably would have pitched the EP. And I was like reading it over and I was like taking a deep breath. You know when you like make a pitch to like somebody cool and you're like,
yeah,
oh shit.
Reading it over and over and over.
Yeah. Right. So I'm reading it and I'm like, I'm this close to pushing the button. And then ding, I get this notification on my phone from like this local promoter and they hit me with, hey, do you want to open for Heart Attack Man, Sincere Engineer, and Rome Hero Foxes at the Rebel Lounge on a date? And I'm like, yeah. No, that's literally what I'm trying to do right now. So I've never said yes to a show so fast in my life.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was, dude, it was like, it was kind of a trip. And so like fast forward to the gig, I'm just like chilling. Eric's cool. We're talking. We're talking about like, I don't know, I guess like the scene in Ohio and venues and bands out there and stuff. And at the end of the night, he bought a CD from our merch table. And like, that
Hell
was
yeah.
the craziest thing. And yeah, I always go out to their shows. I always see Eric. He's super cool. And with this show, once they announced that, because this is their first headlining tour, technically. So I hit him up. I said, congrats on that. And, yo, if you need, like, you know, a band in Arizona or even, like, to do maybe just, like, a run of shows in the Southwest, we would totally be down.
Literally anything.
Yeah. And he was like, sorry, man, you know, it's kind of already stacked. Like, we have three other bands on the whole tour with us. And I said, cool. And then I was randomly hit up by a promoter to play. Do you guys know Anxious or Koyo?
I think I've heard of them.
Okay, so Anxious, I think they're still on tour with Knuckle Puck right now. And they're super dope. Koyo is also pretty cool. Anxious just put out their record, Little Green House. That's really tight. Great band. Anyways, we were hit up on Thursday night for a show on Friday night. They forgot to put locals on the Anxious and Koyo show, and they hit us up. Hey, can you roll through tomorrow and like 24 hours from now and play a set, because we fucked up and we don't have locals on the show and we don't want the booking agent to be pissed at us. So it was like this promoter fail. And I was like, I got your back, dude. So we showed up. We did a three-piece set. The bands dig us, and it was really cool.
Must be nice having two drummer roommates that you can hit up in that situation, being like, which one of you is free?
It was tight. We made it happen. We three-pieced it, but we made it happen. And so the promoter said, yo, dude, if there's any show of mine that you want, hit me up. I'll do my best to put you on it, no matter how big the band is. I was like, word.
Hell yeah.
So then I was like, actually, you're booking Heart Attack, man. You want to, like, shoot a shot on that? And so we nailed it.
Just go ahead. I'm catching it right now.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that's how we, like, nailed this second show with them. And Eric's been cool. He's been replying to some of our tweets. He said when we posted that we were, like, local support, he commented and said, huge W. So... I'm thankful for the win.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, things feel good. I feel like I'm making friends with some cool people. If you guys, seriously, if you haven't heard Anxious yet, though, listen to them. They were really cool at the show, and they said that they'd help us out with shows in their area. I forget, they're on the East Coast somewhere, but they've been hopping on a bunch of tours. They're going to tour with Boston Manor here pretty soon, and then they also, they're going to tour with Thrice. So, like,
damn.
Keep this in mind. When we played with them, we played a floor show, and there was 20 people there.
Oh, man.
And now,
crazy.
In, like, I think 2 months' time, this band just got added to three huge tours, Thrice, Boston Manor, Knuckle Puck. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That is nuts.
Yeah, that record's good.
Absolutely going to have to check that out.
Literally, if you're, like, looking for – if you're kind of looking for, like, a newer Title Fight, like, if Title Fight – heard Midwest emo before they started, if that makes sense, like post title fight. If you're just looking for post title fight, just listen to Anxious.
I'm only looking for the emo stuff at the end. Yeah,
word. Okay, do you not like title fight at all?
No. Oh, okay. I meant that as a compliment.
Oh, okay. Word. Right on. Sorry.
I absolutely do.
Okay, fuck yeah. But yeah, that's me rambling for a while about, I don't know, some cool shows we played. And
no, hell yeah, it absolutely rocks. Eric is a super cool dude. He would obviously be like a huge get for the show. That's like a dream get one day. I don't necessarily expect that he would ever do that. But we've had an arm's length on the show before. I don't know how familiar you are with them going into it, but they fucking rip it up. That they fucking rock. Arm's length is so good. Yeah. You can't say enough nice things about them.
Totally, yeah. I love Arm's Length. They're very tight. I haven't listened to... And I'll admit, I haven't listened to a full record by them, but I mean, Garamond is like a super good song. I know that for sure. And I liked, hold on, let me pop here on my Spotify, Arm's Length. I suck at song names.
You're fine, but let me just state, Garamond made me buy two shirts.
Stop telling people that.
Yo, honestly, I'm going to buy three just to one up you.
Only up the song Garamond.
Don't fuck with me.
He was opening the merch store in another tab. Oh my god, he actually is.
I saw the shit light up in your face. You were absolutely doing it.
I saw you open another tab, motherfucker. I saw you. I'm about to go buy a third shirt.
We can cut this out of the pod, but I need a favor. I need you to ask Eric at that show to stop retweeting pictures of Jacob's ex-girlfriend.
Oh my god, alright. I wasn't gonna say this on the show, but you know what? Fuck it. I will say it on the show because I don't think he's ever gonna hear it. It's like, it's not intentional, obviously.
He's like cool. He's like interacting with people, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
She's a Heart Attack man, Stan.
Everybody Eric retweets is a fan. Like, Eric's retweeted us before. Of course. Eric retweets everybody. Like, Eric's...
Yeah, Eric is a fucking sweetheart, and of course doesn't mean anything by it, but, like, I need Eric to stop posting pictures of my ex-girlfriend.
That's hard.
I have the account separate for reasons, and I don't want to be seen on the one account.
That's hard.
If respect. I'm blocked on everything, I shouldn't have to still see photos. That's not fair.
Yo, that's hard. Hard and, like, whatever. Literally, that's hard to deal with. I'm sorry. Not hard, like, hardcore, but that's hard to deal with. I'm sorry, man.
It's fine. It happens. It's not the end of the world. You know what? I will say this. It has happened before, but I didn't make a big deal of it before because it's just like, whatever. You know, you got to, like, you gotta retweet stuff. People sending you love. You got to retweet, of course. Like, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Whom among us would not be showing off and
did you say whom and, you know. Among us?
Yeah, whomst among us? Whomst among us?
Do you know? Okay, do you know the difference between he and him, or like the easy shortcut to it?
What?
Or like who and whom? Sorry, who whom?
Between he and him?
Yeah, who whom?
Yeah, I know. Are we? You doing know the difference grammar between the on two? The podcast?
Okay,
what
skip
is this?
Cut this.
What do you mean cut?
Move
this?
Move on.
Yo, I got a story about arm's length though.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, yeah, to bring this back to like a normal podcast. Well, I don't what's a normal podcast? Anyways, arm's length. Yeah, so I'm reaching out to everybody to like do interviews, to do write-ups for this new single, and I shoot an email to this chick who I find out is actually tour managing them. And I just mentioned like, "Yo, we have this new song drop and we're looking for press on it. Also, it drops the day that if you're on tour with arm's length, you're going to be here in Arizona seeing us play, you know, so I
play it."
Yeah, exactly. So I sent a cool, like, you know, personalized email, and she listens to it. She digs it. She's not doing press anymore, but she forwarded it to some people, and she hit me back with, "Yo, we're definitely looking for like a place to crash after the show." And I was like,
"Yes,
yo, my house, like we've got a band house here. Like just come sleep on the floor. We have a, what we call the mega couch here at Dunbar." And it's two couches. It is one deep and long couch, and then it is an L-shaped couch.
Big sectional action.
Yes, but two of these. So it's a huge sectional and a huge couch.
Oh.
The couch is over 6 feet long. So, like, a person who's 6 feet tall can sleep with, like, plenty of room. And then there's the L-shaped couch, and it also has the L-shaped couch has, like, the recliner thing, so you could kick back on it. You can easily have four like pretty grown people sleep on this couch. Fine. So
dang.
The mega couch. I hope arm's length loves it. I hope it serves them well. But I'm really excited for them to hang out. I think it'll be a good time.
That's good to know. If I am ever in Phoenix, I'm going to sleep on the mega couch. That is a threat and a promise.
No, yeah, for sure. No, you're totally welcome here. Like, I have a bed, but I've fallen asleep on this couch before. Like, the couch is amazing.
The allure of the mega couch is too much.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I can completely understand.
So, wait, I got a question for all y'all. Where are all of you from?
Ohio, actually.
Ohio.
We are out of Ohio.
Cincinnati. Come on. Be proud.
Hey, I am not.
I'm a proud Cincinnatian.
I am not out of Cincinnati, which is why we just say Ohio generally. I do live in Columbus now, but we are all three from Cincinnati.
Jacob, we lived in the same neighborhood. We're from Cincinnati.
Yeah,
grew up down the street from where I live right now.
Where are you from and where are you at is two different questions.
Oh, okay. No, it's funny because this stuff always happens. Like, you know how many people in Troubled Minds live in Phoenix? None of us.
Is it zero?
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
I'm in Tempe, John's in Gilbert, and Gabe's in Gilbert. Do you guys know any of these places?
Nope.
So we just say fucking Phoenix because we all live 20 minutes from Phoenix, right?
My girlfriend lived in Arizona for a few years. I think she was going to school out there for something. And she basically explained to me that everything is just in one area. Like, the cities can be called whatever they want, but everything is just in one big area, and then everything else is desert. Yeah. So wherever you are, you're just in Phoenix.
Totally. And I mean, that's not all of Arizona, but that's like Phoenix.
Yeah. That Phoenix. That area.
All of the following towns are Phoenix. We have Scottsdale, Tempe, Chandler, Gilbert, Mesa, did I say Glendale?
No.
Glendale.
But you did now.
Peoria. If you hear somebody say Paradise Valley. That's a city.
Does Phoenix count?
Does Phoenix count as Phoenix? Yes.
Yeah, we're counting that one.
Phoenix.
Okay, cool.
So basically, there's probably like 10. If you get on like Google Maps right now, I don't know if are all y'all on a computer?
Yes.
You know, we could.
Yes, I'm a personal computer device.
You know, you could just fucking zoom into our shit and it's like.
Yeah. Oh. You just go ahead and say what your address is on the
podcast. Hey, hold on. Keelan, pull this up.
Yeah, producer Keelan, you here for pull a reason. Up, motherfucker. What are you on the call for?
Sorry, we're all hanging out on Google Maps together.
That was hard.
Sorry, that felt meaner than I meant it.
Okay, so we got Phoenix here.
Oh my god, he actually did it. Thank you, Keelan.
Yep, you got Phoenix here. All right.
We're checking your work. I saw Glendale. I see Mesa.
Yeah, how did I do?
Just looking through a list of cities. On the
what about, did you mention Chandler?
Yes. No, I think that was the third one. Because I went Scottsdale, Tempe, Chandler.
What about Scottsdale?
Yes.
Scottsdale was the first one, bro.
Oh, I'm just dumb. Don't mind me.
No, you're good.
Oh, look at this. The Musical Instrument Museum?
Oh, that place fucks, dude. You should go.
We should go there.
Yeah, it's like that place has like all the craziest weird instruments, and you can like read about them. And I had a roommate that worked there. But yeah, and then they have like classical concerts there, so it's like a fancy place. It's like a museum, but you can see like so many badass instruments there. It's cool.
Do you think that they have a theremin there that I can play? I've always wanted to play a theremin, and I don't know how to make that happen.
No. Click the back arrow.
So,
three neck guitar.
Oh, that's a Steve Vai guitar. Do you know, man? Are you even a guitarist, bro?
No, I'm a bass guitarist.
Yes, I'm looking at Ohio right now.
There's three cities.
Cleveland's by the water. That's cool.
Yep. There's Columbus.
Cleveland sucks.
And then there's Cincinnati. Keelan, everything else is just pretending to be fair. Ohio.
So what about Toledo?
Toledo is basically Michigan.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, Toledo is Michigan.
There was a war between Michigan and Ohio over Toledo.
What?
What do you mean, what? You live here. You don't know that?
There was a war?
Yeah, between Ohio and Michigan. It was like a very small war over Toledo. War. But yeah, there was a small war. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love that this is news to you.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't pay attention to Ohio history in fourth grade.
Oh, it wasn't Ohio history. It was an AP US history, bitch. Come on.
Okay, they skipped that in my AP class. I'm sorry. Anyway, I think now's as good a time as any to take a little break. We got a little bit of content to cover after. We'll hear you after a word from
Robin. What are you doing? Are you okay?
Sponsors.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jacob. Just popping into the middle of the show here. You know the drill. You've heard it before. You know that we take a break like halfway through to do an ad read. It's not really an ad read because there's no sponsors, but. Just we take an opportunity to say what's up, check in, hope you're doing okay, hope you're enjoying the show. Just remind you know, I'm sure we've said it before on the episode, I'm sure we're gonna say it again, right into the show. It's ybigpodcast@gmail.com. If you just want to chat, if you want to ask us anything, if you want to maybe correct a point that I was mistaken on the show, if you want to yell at me about something that's wrong. Also, I feel like I've said this, but I don't 100% remember how recently, even if you wanted to just like shout your band out on here or talk about an upcoming release, even if you don't want to do like a whole episode, certainly more than happy to do that. Just shoot it over to us in an email. We will definitely listen to it. That is as long as we remember to click on the link. So kind of really crapshoot at that point. But if you do like the show, you can rate us 5 stars. You can do that on Spotify and iTunes both now. So please make sure to do that if you don't already. I already mentioned right into the show, you know where to do that, ybgpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, I mean, that's what we got to do on this. You know, I checked all the boxes. I'm, you know, obligations fulfilled on this end. So back to the show.
Tonight I'ma turn your body out.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome into our new segment. The segment is called Please Don't Stop the Music. Keelan, I don't want to step on your bit here, so please take it away.
We are going to do the top five favorite Rihanna songs.
That's correct. We're gonna just go for Keelan's top five favorite Rihanna songs. Starting with number five,
We Found Love.
All right, and do you want to talk about a little bit why you like We Found Love?
Nope, it's a good song. That's all we need.
All right,
that's it.
This concludes Please Don't Stop the Music for this week, where we list Keelan's top five favorite Rihanna songs. Yeah, keep your ears peeled and listen for the next installment of Keelan's list. I'm sorry, hey, what are you sniffing right now? You just got a big whiff of something not good.
I'd like to talk about my Circle K coffee obsession with you guys.
Oh, not the Circle K coffee.
If you're okay, so check this out. I'm coming to terms that like this obsession might be like an issue. So check this out. I was just like getting all of these together in my room. So this is count at one. This is like, so this has like a little bit left in here, and this has probably been coffee, just black coffee in here for, I don't know, like a while now. So there's one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
And for the listeners at home, you're just grabbing cups of coffee from various parts of your room.
Count them up.
It's okay. I got a bunch of game fuels under my desk.
That's three. We're up to three now. Three coffees. Robin's
got
one.
This one's like
game
half
fuel.
Full.
Ooh, I'm going to say that's bonus points, but I don't know if in a good way.
If the one that I'm currently drinking is half full, does that count?
This one's
is
half
that
full.
Five? I am sort of losing count. Is that five?
Here, I'll count it up. One, two, three, four, five. You're correct.
All right. Sweet.
I'm at four.
They don't pay me for nothing. Six. Are these just on a shelf somewhere? Or do you have a table for these?
No, I just like I noticed they were all in the corners of my room, and I was just like kind of cleaning it up around here, I was like, how many of these do I have? There's another one.
That's six. I'm gonna say that's six. That's seven.
This is eight.
That's one every day. Oh, that's eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Dog, it's eight.
That's eight. Damn. That's nine. Okay, yeah, you are. Okay, yeah.
I have a problem, that's man. A so like, this is what I do.
That's me with sheets.
And that's all
that's
of
me
them.
With the sheets, coffee cups.
But I have this problem where I like. Well, I don't know. It's just my routine. Actually, I don't think it's a problem. I just wake up, and I walk to Circle K every day. As long as I don't have something early to do in the morning, I walk to Circle K every day. I get a coffee, and then I like do like a longer walk back to my house. And it's a great way to start the day. Walking around and drinking coffee, make some time for it. I'm here for it. I recommend it. Also, just a side note, Circle K has this thing called what do they call it? They call it Sip and Save, but it's like this program where all you have to pay is $6 a month, and you get a free drink, whatever size you want, every day. So I just get a big coffee every day, and I only pay $6.
You got the Circle K subscription model.
Yeah, and dude, it's
the coffee. That kind of rocks.
It's so sick. Like, think about it, because like I did the math on it, and I'm getting like a large black coffee for 20 cents a day.
Yeah. That's sick.
And
that's great.
Yeah, I think that's cheaper than like buying bags of coffee even.
Oh, absolutely. There are significantly worse things that you can do at the beginning of your day than like wake up and go walk to get a cup of coffee. Like that, you know, having a bunch of coffee around is one thing, but
my problem is I just don't throw the cups away.
Using them as decoration at this point.
Yeah.
That would be the main issue. I get that. Especially the ones that are half full. So you're not using any creamer in them, so you don't have any weird smells happening.
But it does smell weird. Milk. You saw me smell it, and I did a face.
Well, that is true. You get the bad coffee smell, but it's different if there's some like heavy cream in there. That's a different kind
of
smell.
That would be rank. This is just like.
Yeah, that's a different.
This is just
throw that away
sitting there for 2 weeks. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of funky.
Yeah. I don't go to Circle K a whole lot. There's only one, and I live in a pretty small little town, and there's one Circle K here, and it is, like, decidedly the worst gas station around me, so nobody goes to it. It's just, like, completely empty all the time.
Wow.
They did just build a Sheetz nearby, so I think if Sheetz had the subscription model, I'm going to get that. But don't shake your head at me, Robin. Shut up. This is what I'm
tired of hearing about Sheetz.
I'm sorry.
It's
what do you,
every
this is
goddamn
who I am.
Episode.
Okay, hold up. I got to look this up because we don't have that gas station here.
Sheetz with a Z.
Oh, sick. Oh, cool. Sheetz gas station. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, it's No, they yep. stink.
Oh shit! Like, wait a minute.
Like a Wawa.
Okay. What? I think we had a local band that randomly got like, what is it called? It's not signed. I'm drawing a blank. Help me out here. Endorsed by Sheetz. And they had
no fucking shit.
Because this banner, they had this huge Sheetz banner, and they brought it to a house show, and it was the weirdest fucking thing. God. And
how do they endorse podcasts by chance? Do you know?
Like, well, here's the thing: your guys' podcast is way cooler than their band. I'm not dropping. I'm not dropping names, but I'm just gonna say right now, your guys' podcast is way cooler than their band. So they need to sponsor you right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Why would they sponsor us when we're giving them free advertising every episode? We had a picture that we photoshopped to be like a different shade of like the interior of a Sheetz as our banner on Twitter for like probably a month and a half. They don't have to pay us anything. You're just going to shill for them regardless.
Well, and now it's just that beautiful photo of Joey and Bree and us from Cliff Diver that I will never change. I was like, we were hoping to update that as a bit, but now we just love that photo so much that I don't want to get rid of it. It's so cute.
Hey, speaking of shows.
Is that any?
Kind of. From you bringing up
what's the segue?
Shut up. Shows. Shut up.
Let's talk about shows.
Hey everybody, welcome to Newsic.
That music means it's Newsic. Oh my god.
That rocks. That rocks. I'm stealing that. I'm doing that next time. Was this today that
this
was announced?
This was today that this happened. So this is going to date when we record this, but this is today this was announced.
Limp Bizkit going on tour with some very interesting support.
Who is it?
Matt, you don't know this, but Robin is a humongous Limp Bizkit fan. Probably one of the biggest
in
the world, if I had to guess.
Dope.
They're good. They, you know, if you can get past, like...
all of it?
The character of Fred Durst. Like, the music is insane. And then, you know, you grow to love him over time. I got into Limp Bizkit at a very young age. I think it was like 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. I listened to the song where they said fuck a million times and was like,
that's the coolest thing you can do.
That's so cool. Like, trying to hide that I bought that song on iTunes on my dad's credit card.
That's like, so good.
Trying to make sure that he's not listening to Hot Dog. Oh, shit. But yeah, like, there's like a... like an extremely heavy metal band. There's
Dying Wish. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't. Dying Wish. So it's Snot, Young Gravy, Dying Wish, Wargasm, and Scowl. I don't know a lot of those bands, but I do know Young Gravy.
Scowl is
a weird pairing.
Scowl's
I've heard of Scowl for sure.
Yeah, that's a cool hardcore band. I don't know the rest of them honestly.
Yeah, I don't know Wargasm. I do know who Young Gravy is. I will admit I'm aware of who that is.
Sally, I gotta leave. Y'all have a good rest.
Okay, Keelan.
Bye, Keelan.
I'll be stuck in music.
Have fun. Keelan's gonna go. Keelan has a date.
Yo.
I don't have a date.
Limp Bizkit is not coming to Arizona. What the fuck's up with that?
That's such a bummer. Are they coming anywhere near you guys? I don't even really know what to look for.
Vegas is like not that far. Vegas is like 4 hours from us, I think.
Oh, that sucks.
That's like a Cleveland show for me.
Are you going to Vegas for shows? Is that something you would do for a band?
Nah. See, the thing is honestly, like, I feel like Phoenix gets more shows than Vegas, to be real.
Yeah, true.
That's an interesting move on their part.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly,
there's a lot of really weird dates on here. Like, Gary, Indiana.
Uncasville, Connecticut? Where? What is that place?
Did they, like, book this DIY? Like, how did... like, this seems very, like...
I don't know.
This seems like a DIY band lineup of like, we just kind of got shows wherever we could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Youngstown, Ohio. Remember how we said there were three cities in Ohio earlier? That's not one of them.
Yeah, exactly. So this just feels like a random, super small DIY band booking their like first tour by how?
They're playing like local fairs.
I've lived in Ohio my entire life. I have been around. I've lived in multiple cities within Ohio. I don't know where Youngstown, Ohio is. I don't even know, like, geographically.
And we don't have Keelan to show us. We're helpless without him.
Screen share on Google Maps and show us. I actually am pulling it up. It looks like it's on the northeast part, like, kind of near Cleveland.
I'm trying to figure out what venue is in Youngstown. Like, where are they playing? Like, Covelli Center.
We're going to end up pissing off some Ohio bands.
Some Ohio band really wants to come on the show and is listening. It's just heartbroken. We don't know where Youngstown is.
Listen, we are doing a bit.
Yeah.
I promise.
It's just a joke. I'm actually not this stupid. Wink!
It kind of reminds me, we just got a new venue in Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard of Prescott.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? That's pretty tight.
I have.
It's very small.
Just from work, I do a lot of work on the West Coast cities, so I've heard of a lot of, like, Arizona cities.
Oh, named. Cool. But that's one of those cities where, like, that's, like, not Phoenix and it's not Flagstaff, so it's, like, that's almost, like, it almost doesn't exist. I feel like that's almost, like, Youngstown to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely one of those things. When I say I know what Prescott is, I mean, like, I've seen the mailing address before, but I could not tell you anything about it.
I was going to say, small world if you've actually been there.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I've heard the name before, but no, definitely not.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys want to hear about my terrible, awesome movie experience, the last one? I said it in the chat.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, yeah. I had a tab open for
Wait,
it.
Wait. What? We have to end music to do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, it's the rules, it's the way it has to be. If I don't play the theme song...
We're going to be stuck in music forever if you don't play the outro, and we'll never be able to talk about anything else.
And now Keelan is stuck in music forever.
Yeah, now Keelan is stuck in music forever. We'll have to get him on the next go-around. We'll have to bring him back.
Yep. Bummer.
Shitty movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so where do I start with this? So we're planning on making these stickers... actually, no, we're going to skip over that. We're just going to talk about the movie. So, basically the stickers that we're making are based off of this movie called The Search for Animal Chin. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so this is an old late 80s skateboarding movie. And it features, from the late 80s, Tony Hawk, Steve Caballero, Rodney Mullen, and then, like, names I am not familiar with. I don't know who Mike McGill is personally. I mean, anyways, tons of, like, serious pro skaters today, but they were, like, 15 because it was, like, the late 80s. So you can see, like, Tony Hawk is literally, like, a high schooler. And it's just this goofy movie because it's not just, like a skate, like, demo or, like, you know what I'm talking about? It's not just them skating. Like, there's a storyline to it. And, yeah, this whole time they're searching for, like, the original, the man who invented skateboarding, who's this, like, Asian old man, and his name is Animal Chin. And they, like, they have to skate around and search for him. And I don't want to ruin the movie because I laughed out loud hard.
Spoiler alert.
Do you want me to drop the spoiler? Like, do you want me to drop it? Or
I mean, you can drop the spoiler if you want. It's from 1987. I think I think they've had the opportunity if they wanted.
For sure. Yeah. Fast forward this if you don't want to hear it. But anyways,
true.
They never find Animal Chin. But they, like, the whole point of the movie was it's not about finding Animal Chin. It's about skating sweet spots along the way. And, like, it was one of those endings where it's like, it's not about the destination. It's about all the friends we made along the way. And
that's so good.
Yeah, and we're gonna, like, make a sticker that's like a pun of the sticker that's in the movie, and it's basically like this flyer with Animal Chin on it, and it just says, "Have you seen him?" But we're gonna take Animal Chin out, and I have, like, this I have our little guy. It's like a part of our album cover. You can see it if you go to the email, I think.
Yeah, I have it open, I think. I think I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we're going to take that little skull guy, and we're going to put him there.
Yeah.
And it's just going to say, "Have you seen him?" underneath. And I'll send you guys stickers if you want those stickers, because I plan on just, like, mailing a bunch of those to people who just want them for free.
That's so good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just started. I started decking out my bass rig with stickers, so I'm excited to have another one.
Fuck yeah! So are you doing it on the amp and the bass? You said rig.
Just the amp right now. I'm experimenting a little bit. I haven't put. I'm not a stickers person. Cool. But
yeah,
I like the aesthetic that sticker people have.
For sure. Well, I mean, it's,
so I'm dabbling.
Yeah, I
dabbling in being a sticker person.
I've got Sweetwater here. I've got this was Telefunken Radio. I got a lot of audio stickers on here. This is a cool band. Malaise. They're a local for us. But yeah, stickers.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
They're cool. They're like I guess you could call
them. I think
it's
also just a word.
Shut up.
They're like a post rock shoegaze kind of band. Real loud, lots of pedals, cool shit, very dark.
See, I am also a water bottle covered in stickers type of person. I can't show you because I don't have a camera, but
yeah,
I like that you. Yours is a little bit cleaner. Like you, there's space between the stickers. Robin has seen, so you can attest. But it's just mine's fully decked out. Like there's no space in between the stickers. It's like a full layer of plastic over my water bottle at this point.
Honestly, that's
they're
a
always
vibe.
Under my water bottle. I don't know what it is.
That's a vibe. I don't have enough stickers to do that. So, but that's cool. I used to have a. This used to be like a Vans. There it is. A Vans sticker. And it just like.
Yeah. Oh, I see that.
It just. Now it's in two pieces.
The classic.
Yeah. It's barely holding on.
I Googled this movie to search for Animal Chin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's exactly what I was going to do, actually. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I looked up the movie. I pulled up the Wikipedia. I'm doing Keelan's fucking job for him.
Yeah.
First of all, the early version of this screenplay had a significantly worse name that I'm just not going to say. but and it says that an early version of the screenplay was damaged by some ranch dressing. They had to throw out an entire script on account of ranch dressing.
Wow.
I just want to make a note of the fact that it looks like their little skate group or whatever you call it. At that time was called the Bones Brigade.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a Tim Robinson sketch, like punchline. The Bones Brigade. That doesn't sound like a real thing, dude. If you told me that the search for Animal Chin is a 1987 skateboard film featuring the Bones Brigade, I would not believe you.
but yeah, the whole movie is so cheesy, dude. Like the acting is terrible. The coolest part is just seeing them all skate as young kids, because they're pretty good kids, like, at first, skateboarders, you know, like, they're tearing it up, they're fucking grinding rails, they're, like, doing kickflips and landing them, they're, like, they're doing cool shit, and it's also the late 80s, so skateboarding's kind of cheesy, just, like, the tricks that they do and stuff, so it's, like, a cool, it's actually really cool, and as, like a fucking piece of history, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, skateboarding films are not, it's not like a movie. I mean, there's a plot, I'm sure, loosely, but like, it's about them skateboarding.
Yeah.
And showing off sick moves.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
And I know that the Bones Brigade was like a real, like, it was like their real crew. And I know they had like, John, our guitar player, was telling me that they had like a rival skate crew. And I'm trying to find the name of that.
Oh my God. I want a rival podcast that we can beef with.
The problem is when you click on Bones Brigade, it redirects to some company.
That's porno, Robin. Don't click that. That's porn.
Shut up.
Don't click Bone Brigade. That's a different thing.
The Bones Brigade was a skateboarding team that rode under the Powell Peralta and later Powell banner.
Yeah, I just can't find what that rival skate team was, and I can't remember what he said. So, whatever.
Whatever, it happens.
Yeah.
What, if you know the name of the rival skate team of the Bone Brigade from the 1980s and potentially early 90s, write into the show. It's YBIGpodcast at
YBIGpodcast@gmail.com. It's going to be that email address. Go and drop us a line. Hey, our DMs are open, too. Send us whatever.
Honestly, same.
It sounds like some people need you. So there's a segment that we usually do to kind of round the show out. Yep. And Jacob, you go ahead and just take it away on that one.
Well, it's not like it's just.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
It's that easy. Are there any new bands that I should know about? Are you?
Yeah.
Are there anybody that you recommend? Who have you been fucking with? Who would you want to point people?
Okay.
To?
Well, earlier in the episode, I said Anxious.
Yep.
They're sick as fuck. Seriously, check them out. I've been digging their record, Little Green House. I've been streaming that a lot. Let's check out my previous liked songs.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Feel free to take a moment and look if you.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. I'm just literally gonna go down the list of just shit I've liked on Spotify recently. I've been listening to Fiddlehead quite a bit. That's not really new. That's 2021. But Between the Richness, whatever. That record is sick. This new band. I'm super excited about them. Pile of Love. They are a super group from LA. They have I forget their name, but a member of Drug Church. They have Ryan Hell from yeah. State Champs, and they have a member from The Story So Far. Yeah, it's a super group, and there's two other dudes in the band, but they're making like chill shit. It's like really cool. It has a lot of like dissonant guitars, but it's like really melodic and like really catchy. Ooh. And chill. Pile of Love is a band I'm super into right now. Let's see who else is cool. So we're trying to keep it new, right?
Oh, you don't have to.
It could be whatever. We've had people shout out like 2006 Taylor Swift albums on here.
Okay,
like, you can it literally whatever.
Word. I'll shout out Matt Stegram. We're opening for him in Tucson. We just announced this show today. We're opening for his album release show. I'm really excited for Matt Stegram. Let's see. I'm making a huge long playlist of just bands that we've played shows with over the years, and like bands that we just follow online and people we think are really cool. And I just titled that TM playlist. It's on our Spotify if you want to check our Spotify and check out that playlist.
Hell yeah.
Also, if you guys are in bands, please send me your music. I want to check it out, and I'll totally throw you guys on the playlist as well. This is just kind of like
fuck
friends
yeah.
we've made along the way kind of playlist.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sort of the journey along the way kind of situation.
Yes, I love it, man. I
absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
When at the end of that movie, when I knew it had that kind of ending, I nearly cried. I laughed so hard because it was the laziest fucking
so
ending
good.
Where they're like, yeah, we don't actually have an old Asian man in the movie. You never see Animal Chin, but they keep talking about him and they have literally one picture of him the whole time. It's like they just ripped it off the internet. Well, I guess the internet wasn't
around
then.
Yeah, just some guy.
They cut it out of a newspaper.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just now noticing that your, I don't know if I should, I guess it's a public profile. Your Circle K Coffee guy on Twitter. This is a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. I showed you how many,
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think we were in single digits, but it was close, you know. It was I think it was nine.
Pretty sure it was nine.
That's close.
I mean, fair enough. I should be like a Game Fuel guy or something.
Yeah, just copying his idea. That's fun.
Should I shout out like
it's
some
funny.
Goofy guilty pleasures now?
Yeah, please.
I was making a playlist of just goofy shit last night that I thought was hilarious. Axel F by Crazy Frog is a banger.
Yep. I'm a Crazy Frog stan. I love Crazy Frog.
I really do.
I wouldn't say stan.
I really do love Hey Ya by Outkast. I think that's a great song.
Of course.
That's a classic.
It's a vibe. Let's see. I put Who Let the Dogs Out on here. I put All Star by Smash Mouth. We've got Sandstorm by Darude. This is a good playlist. Let's see. What's the goofiest? Oh, dude. Come Clean by Hilary Duff off her record Metamorphosis.
That's a good, hey.
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
It's a good.
That song rips.
It does. Play that song right now. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll end the episode on that. We'll just end the episode with Hilary Duff.
All right, I'm cool with it.
You need to add Smooth Rod Thomas featuring Santana.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Good
other
call.
Way around. That's got to be that's what a good vibes song of that era.
Absolutely.
I know we like. Well, that's I kind of got that song as a bit from Robin, but it also is just a genuinely great song. I love listening to it.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Fantastic. Well, let's leave it there. I so much appreciate you coming on the show. Such a nice to chat with you. Good to know you. Obviously, we'll do plugs and stuff at the end, and we'll make sure to link to everything. Anything you want to just kind of yell into the void as the outro music fades in?
Nah.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Later. Thank you guys so much.
Yep. Hey, you too. Thank you so much, as always, to our new friend, Matt Alderwood from Troubled Minds. Not sure how we got through the entire episode without any jokes on that, but kind of feels too late now, so I'm going to just leave it alone. Check out Troubled Minds. You can find them on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Troubled Minds AZ. Check out the new single. It's out right now. We mentioned it and we talked about it a little bit. It's called Like I Used to Be. You can also throw them a few bucks over at troubledminds.bandcamp.com. Make sure to pick something up. As always, right into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at ybigpodcast and on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, rate us 5 stars. You can do that on Spotify and iTunes. Music for Your Band Is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You, Barely March, and Jake. Sorry I can't think of one. Oh, well.